Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. Russia launches one of the largest airstrikes across Ukraine, targeting energy and transport infrastructure. President Putin says he is ready to meet Ukrainian president, but in Moscow. Foreign ministers of India and Germany meet in New Delhi, discuss mutual cooperation on security, defense and fight against terrorism. Humanitarian crisis looms as Pakistani authorities conduct sudden mass arrest of Afghan migrants. And in Asia Cup hockey, Malaysia enter final beating China 2-0. India-South Korea match in Rajgir ends in a 2-2 draw. Russian forces launched a large-scale overnight air attack on Ukraine, targeting energy and transport infrastructure across the country. Ukrainian officials reported over 500 drones and dozens of missiles were launched, with 14 sites hit in 9 regions, including Kiev, Lviv and Volyn. Ukraine's Air Force said it intercepted 430 drones and 21 missiles, but 3 missiles and 69 drones struck critical infrastructure. In the central Kirovohrad region, 4 railway workers were hospitalized after an attack on the major rail hub of Znamyanka, where 28 homes were also damaged. In Chernihiv, 30,000 people lost power after strikes damaged civilian infrastructure. This marks one of Russia's largest coordinated airstrikes in recent months amid the ongoing conflict. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he is open to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky if Zelensky comes to Moscow. Speaking at the end of a visit to China, Putin emphasized that any talks must be thoroughly prepared and produce real results. Putin also stated that for progress to be made, Ukraine should cancel martial law, hold national elections, and organize a referendum on territorial issues. In 2022, Russia claimed to annex 4 Ukrainian regions, a move widely rejected by Kiev and the West. Zelensky has continued to seek a meeting with Putin, while US President Donald Trump has voiced interest in helping broker a peace deal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and German Foreign Minister Johann David Wadephul held a productive discussion on India-Germany cooperation and their relationship with the European Union in New Delhi today. The two sides exchanged views on political cooperation, security, defense, climate, future technologies and people-to-people exchanges. Addressing a joint press conference with his German counterpart, Dr. Jaishankar said both sides exchanged views on regional, global and multilateral issues.
We have just completed a very productive discussion on India-Germany cooperation, on our relationship with the European Union, and we have exchanged views on regional, global and multilateral issues. We've had detailed discussions on various aspects of our ties. This includes our political cooperation, security and defense, economic relations, research and future technologies, climate and energy, as well as education, skilling, mobility and people-to-people exchanges.
The External Affairs Minister expressed that India greatly values the understanding Germany has shown regarding the country's fight against terrorism.
We greatly value the understanding that Germany has shown with regard to India's fight against terrorism. Minister Wadephul has himself been explicit about our right to defend our people against terrorist attacks. Our parliamentary delegation that visited Germany in June after Operation Sindoor was also warmly received. There's been an uptick in our defense and security cooperation.
Dr. Jaishankar also highlighted that bilateral trade between India and Germany reached nearly 50 billion euros last year. He added that the German foreign minister is confident about the potential to double this trade volume.
Our two-way trade last year was almost 50 billion euros. Minister Wadephul is on record. I saw one of his interviews where he said that he was very confident we will be doubling our trade. Let me assure him that India fully reciprocates that sentiment. It looks forward to working with the German government. And I want to reiterate that we remain fully committed to continuously improving the ease of doing business in this country.
German Foreign Minister Walter Fuhl lauded India as an innovative powerhouse and technology center. He noted that as a rising economic powerhouse, the most populous country and the world's largest democracy, India has a special importance in a strategically important region of the world. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Moscow has praised India's stance for not bowing to US pressure over its continued imports of Russian oil and other goods. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in an interview with an Indonesian news outlet, said India's actions reflect its commitment to free trade principles. Earlier also, during his last meeting with Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar in Moscow in August, Lavrov praised multilateral cooperation between Russia and India in global platforms like SCO, BRICS and G20. Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to visit India later this year for a summit. A deepening humanitarian crisis is unfolding as Pakistan begins detaining Afghan migrants whose residency permits have expired. Despite urgent appeals from international organizations, Pakistani authorities have launched mass arrests, forcing thousands of Afghan families into uncertainty and fear. According to media reports, children, women and elderly are among those affected, with families reporting sudden detentions during late-night raids. At the Tolkham border, chaotic scenes have emerged as desperate migrants try to flee over crowded detention threats. Tens of thousands of Israeli reservists began reporting for duty as Israel prepared a renewed offensive to seize Gaza City. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing to accelerate the campaign despite opposition from top military leaders. The Israeli army confirmed 40,000 reservists were called up. Defense Chief Eyal Zamir has warned that the offensive could endanger hostages and strain military resources, urging a ceasefire deal with Hamas. In Indonesia, hundreds of women dressed in pink joined protests in the capital Jakarta today. They waved brooms as a symbol of their calls for reform. Protest organizer the Alliance of Indonesian Women said the broom symbolized a need to sweep the state's dirt and the repressiveness of security forces. Protests involving students, workers and rights groups began in Jakarta, spreading nationwide after a police vehicle hit and killed a motorcycle taxi driver last Thursday night. Syrian authorities have detained members of the Defense and Interior Ministries suspected of committing abuses against civilians during July's violence in the Druze-majority province of Sweda. A government-appointed committee launched on July the 31st said the suspects were confronted with video evidence of execution-style killings. In the Asia Cup hockey, the Super 4 match between India and defending champion South Korea ended in a thrilling 2-2 draw in Rajgir. The match faced a 50-minute delay due to a heavy downpour. In the first Super 4 match today, Malaysia put up an excellent performance by defeating China 2-0. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Russia launches one of the largest airstrikes across Ukraine targeting energy and transport infrastructure. President Putin says he is ready to meet Ukrainian president, but in Moscow. Foreign ministers of India and Germany meet in New Delhi, discuss mutual cooperation on security, defense and fight against terrorism. Humanitarian crisis looms as Pakistani authorities conduct sudden mass arrest of Afghan migrants. And in Asia Cup hockey, Malaysia enter final beating China 2-0. India-South Korea match in Rajgir ends in a 2-2 draw. That concludes tonight's world news. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.